This is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 706. We are talking about the death of Christ. So I want us to go for our golden scripture from where we got the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "More, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain," which Paul said, "if not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we have been talking about the death of Christ, as I said, and we've talked about the physical events that led to his death were not the revelatory. And in the previous episode, I was speaking to you about spiritual authority. Our verse that we're using is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." My son, pay attention. So we're paying attention to God's word. I hope that you join me in the fast, the social media fast. We said we're cutting down attention that we give to other things, and now putting the hours into reading the word, studying the word. Very important. So in the previous episode, I said to you that concerning spiritual authority, that the venom that the juvenile or the baby snake has is the same as the adult snake. Very important, because he was, or it was, born with it. In the same way, the born again believer, immediately you are born, you also come out with spiritual authority. Authority is already there, just as with the juvenile snake, the venom is already there, and doesn't need to pray, doesn't need to go to mommy snake and say, "Mommy snake, I beg you," or "Daddy snake, I beg you, can you give me some venom?" It doesn't need to do that. It came out of the egg, it came out of the womb that way. In the same way, you also came out of God's womb, already endowed with spiritual authority. The same authority Jesus had is the same authority you have. And that is why he said to us in Mark chapter 16, he said to us that "These signs shall follow them that believe." He said "these signs," and I was confusing that with because I've not spoken to you about Mark 11. Anyway, in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back, said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." And he said, "Whosoever." Are you not talking about the pastors? Are you not talking about the archbishop? Are you not talking about the pope? Are you not talking about the most important men and women of God? He said no, he's talking about whosoever, each and every single person who is born of God can speak to this mountain and say, "Be thou removed." And of course, we're not talking about the rocks, we're talking about issues, we're talking about conditions, we're talking about things that have been there for years, ancient of days, and wouldn't go away. Listen, he says you can speak to them. You can speak to them. So now, I'm sorry if I got you confused, but I hope I've not confused you. I said that because we're talking about spiritual authority. And I'm saying that God has given you the same spiritual authority and you ought to use it. So Jesus met these two blind men, according to Matthew chapter 20, and verse 32 says that Jesus stopped. We're looking at Good News Translation. He said Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" He asked them. They answered, "We want you to give us our sight." We want you to give us our sight, my dear. This is it. So this is the reason why you're here on this earth. Dominion. Yes, you should be able to give people their sight. You should be able to give them what the world cannot give them. Say, Prophetess Olivia, you don't even know what you're talking about. I need my sight myself. Then, my dear, if you are being cheated. Yes, you are being cheated. Because you are supposed to give people their sight. And therefore, if you need it yourself, then take it, my dear. Take your sight back today. Take your strength back today. Take whatever the enemy has stolen from you back today. But how am I going to do it? You see the mouth you've been given? That mouth is able to speak. Able to speak. We have been addressing issues with our mouth on this earth. We've been talking to children. We've been talking to our workers, our colleagues. We've been talking to our boyfriends, girlfriends, our husbands, our wife. We've been talking. But when it comes to using it for such things, then people become paralyzed. Then they begin to say, oh, my mouth, I don't know how I'll be able to. You should be able to say, my sight, my eyes. You should be able to say, my knee. You will carry me. You will carry me all the days of my life. My waist, my back. You should be able to say that for yourself. Listen, that is how we do it. This is the training you give to yourself. You start from Jerusalem, then you go to Judea, then you go to Samaria, then you go to the outermost parts of the earth. So it is important for you to know that you are the one going to give men their sight. You are the one going to give people who can't give birth, but they can go and do IVF. Don't you? Haven't you met people who've done it and failed? Yes. So you should be able to give them supernaturally. Supernaturally. Because you have supernatural authority. He's given it to you. Just as he gave it to Jesus. But who am I? I've told you already about the juvenile snake. I've told you already about the little snake. That is God. The same poison. Same thing. Same. But maybe the measure, and that's why you need to grow in spiritual authority. But what you have now, you use it. I'm just one day old in the Lord. Yes, use it. Use it. Because when the snake comes out of the eggshell, that very day, it's got venom. It's got venom. You have the same spiritual authority, and God wants you to use it. I'm just coaching you and talking to you, my dear. Use it. Start from somewhere. Start from yourself. Start from your daughter. Start from your son. Start from your husband. Start from somewhere, your mother, your father, something that is close to you. Start using it today. Today, you pray for somebody. Today, you will take authority. Today, do something with that lips and speak in the name of Jesus, and it shall be. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.